Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Don't you guys do a turn the page segment
Wednesday.
On Wednesday?
It's time to turn the page.
Turn the page Wednesday.
I don't know when I turn the page.
And then you got to turn the page real quick.
We just haven't been able to like turn the page.
That's what you have to do. You got to turn the page.
I think now we all can move on.
Looking ahead to this week's opponent.
We're going to take the North and never give it back.
Because we need to know when to turn the page.
There I go.
We are now ready for Bears versus Cowboys, or at least we're going to get ourselves ready. We're going to turn the page on what happened with the Lions game, even though there are still repercussions from that. And we are going to get ourselves ready for the Eberflus invasion.
Lawrence, Jadeveon Clowney is now here to replace Micah Parsons. Problem solved.
Yep.
For the Cowboys defense.
Sounds like they got their guy, although I will say, still athletic enough to cause problems for you.
Oh, for sure. For sure. And he's one of those guys, he's on the all-time, should be so much better than the production says. All-time list for that category.
What's Flus's nickname for him?
Clown.
Hey, clown. That's not going to go over well.
Pennywise. Hey, Pennywise.
Hey, homie.
Come here, it.
No, you're right. It is homie. homie D. Clowny. Yeah,
I don't know. I mean, I know he's been around football players all his life, but I don't know. Is he welcome at the barbecue or at the picnic?
No, but coaches are like that sometimes. Yeah, I'm going to go with homie.
I'll bring the honey. Welcome me to the barbecue. I will bring the honey. This Cowboys defense has allowed Jalen Hurts and Russell Wilson to complete 76.6% of their passes for 602 yards. This past weekend, the defense allowed 7 explosive passes. Brian Schottenheimer says it wasn't one person or one coverage. It was communication. And they are injury ravaged. Both starting corners did not practice yesterday. Trayvon Diggs played 91% of the snaps last week, so he's probably good to go. But Deron Bland didn't play last week, and we'll see if he does this week. Reddy Stewart, remember him?
I do.
Yeah, he played in place of Deron Bland. He was partially responsible for giving up 142 yards.
Yikes, that was my guy.
To Wan'Dale Robinson. Yeah, so there's Reddy Stewart and there's Jack Sanborn playing middle linebacker for the Dallas Cowboys.
Jack Sanborn had a really good game against Philly. He did not have a good game against the Giants.
He can play. He can play a little bit, for sure. He's playing for Flus, and the Flus defense has been demolished. Ben Johnson broke down what the Cowboys and our old buddy Matt Eberflus provide.
Sandman, you got it now.
He's a guy that I've respected really dating back to his time at Indy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
I remember being in Miami and going against his defense for the first time, and you could tell that what those players are being coached technique-wise, it shows up on game day in terms of shedding blocks and rallying to the football. That carried over here for the three seasons, and I mean, make no mistake about it. It was one of the more challenging defenses that we faced when I was in Detroit, which struggled to run the ball at times, really good red zone defense. And so, like I said, we got to be on our stuff here this week to know who we have schematically, but also we got to play with good pad level, we got to play with good finish, and we got to combat their swarm to the football mentality with population of the ball ourselves. This is a hot team right now. We know that they can score points in a hurry. Playmakers all across the field. Offensive line's playing at a high level right now. And then, of course, the quarterback is playing some of the best football in the NFL right now, in my opinion. So we've got our work cut out for us there. I mean, their running game is significantly improved from where it was a year ago. Brought in a new coordinator, and you can tell he's had his imprint here on that offense and what they're doing there in the running game in particular. Defensively, this is a group that that rallies to the football. They hustle. They play with good fundamentals. You know, it's going to be one of those games where we have to be on our technique because this is a group that can hurt you in a hurry. I know they added a little bit to the defensive line here early this week, and so. We got a new face that we haven't seen on tape quite yet that we got to account for, but be a good challenge here for our offense as we're looking to find our footing.
Speak, should Bears fans, when they hear Ben talking about Dak, should they be listening for anything in particular?
Well, the way that Ben talks about Dak and talked about him yesterday with the total control that he has of the entire field is remarkable. The praise that he has for Dak and how he manipulates defenses with his eyes, that is clearly the dream for Ben Johnson at quarterback. Yeah. The ideal quarterback in his system controls the field, knows everything, is the master making everything happen. And Caleb Williams is very, very far from that right now.
We're going to talk about that more in depth coming up at 3:45. But there's more about this game that Speaks wants to tell you about.
Well, so by the way, Cowboys defense is number 30 overall in yards, 30 in passing, 23rd in rushing. The offense can move the ball. Dak has always had a great trust and chemistry with a true number one in CeeDee Lamb. Now he's got a second outside weapon in George Pickens. But what he really has is a new offense and coordinator. Brian Schottenheimer has unlocked the kind of multiplicity that teams dream of. And you heard Ben reference it there. They run so much pre-snap motion, Lawrence. 63% of Dak's 92 dropbacks have had motion preceding it. That is second only to Sean McVay through 2 weeks.
Let's hope that the Bears have good communication considering they're going to be without Jalen. They're probably going to be without Kyler. And they're probably going to be without TJ Edwards.
Oof, because this offense is operating at a different level than the Cowboys' offenses you have seen in previous years. They can get you with Javonte Williams. They can get you with any number of the wide receiver weapons, including Kevontae Turpin, who they use in motion an awful lot. We'll see if he's fully healthy as the injury reports progress. Brian Schottenheimer, the new head coach there, is high praise for Ben Johnson and the 0-2 Bears.
Well, again, you know, I think we're all still trying to figure it out. I don't think that's fair just to say that, Nick, about Ben. But I think, you know, what a creative mind. What a great coach. I remember when he was with Miami. Then the next thing you know, he's, you know, coaching in Detroit, not even as a coordinator. Then the next thing you know, he is the coordinator, and they take off. I think he's going to do a great job with that team. And again, you know, I laugh when, you know, people talk about, oh, playing the Bears and they're 0-2. I mean, this is a good football team, you know, and they got talent, you know, quarterback's young, they got weapons on offense, they got a good running back on defense. The defensive line is big and physical. Grady's a great player. linebackers and safeties. Kevin Byard's a great player. So, you know, the league's where it should be, and that's anybody can beat anybody on a given Sunday, and a lot of respect for Ben.
So the Cowboys are third overall in total offense. In terms of passing overall in offense, they're seventh. And in terms of rushing, they are lower than that. They're down to 10th. But they also have the best kicker in the business right now. They played conservatively at the end of that Giants game, Lawrence, to set up a 64-yarder at the end of regulation. And Brandon Aubrey nailed it from what? Would have been 70
yep.
with no problem? That kid is ridiculous. This Cowboys offense is real. Good luck to the Bears defense.
It's going to be a challenge for them for sure this week. And, of course, they get to look at their guy, Matt Eberflus, on the other side of the ball. And he is the man in Dallas, I think. Why don't we take a look at the rest of the North? Green Bay is a 7.5-point favorite over Cleveland, and why shouldn't they be? That Cleveland team is terrible, and Green Bay might be the best team in the NFL. Packers left tackle Rashid Walker on what he thinks his team can accomplish this year.
The goal is to, you know, keep it going. I think we can go undefeated, honestly. I mean, personally, I feel like we – I always tell people I feel like we could have went undefeated the past two seasons, like – we lost a lot of the games off a couple plays, but I feel like our offense has been playing so good and so disciplined, and our defense has been playing even better, and special teams have been playing great. And I feel like, you know, it's all about who comes out hottest at the beginning of the game and at the half. So, and I feel like we've been doing a good job of that. You know, pound for pound, I look at these teams, and I don't really see who's better than us. Honestly, that's why I can say that so confidently.
It's easy to say that going into the game against the Browns. That is quite the statement for week two of a season, because you never know where the injuries might fall on the team, because it always happens in the NFL, and even the best teams don't go undefeated. But I understand why the Packers would maybe feel this way, especially with the addition of Micah Parsons. That makes an already really good defense even more spectacular.
That whole team is feeling it. I mean, they were good already, and the roster was in a good spot, and then they go make that deal. Jordan Love said that the addition of Micah has elevated the entire team to a new level. He said that this week. So the whole team is feeling it. You know those times where you get a couple of games, and then you get to week three in an NFL season, and you're like, oh, man. Now we get to find out if Team X is actually where they just looked like they are, or maybe a little closer to where they were in week one. Which Lions offense do we see when they're at Baltimore this coming Monday night? It's not like the Ravens defense is as good as Green Bay, but that and the Ravens defense got lit up on the Sunday night in Buffalo. But it should be a stiffer test than the Bears, obviously. This is a hell of a matchup. Lions at Ravens on Monday night. Ravens favored by 4.5. Dan Campbell raving about the chemistry of his guy Jared Goff, and Amon-Ra St. Brown.
Yeah, I mean, it's an art form, you know, so if you love art, which I'm not saying I do or I don't, but it's awesome to watch. And, you know, they've got such a rapport with each other, and they trust each other immensely. The way that he runs his routes, and he's so crisp and he's so detailed, and his body demeanor screams to Goff. It helps him anticipate the throws, and they've just got so much time on task. He knows exactly what he's going to do, and Saint knows exactly where the ball's going to be before he's out of the break. Just they've just worked together, you know, for so long. So, man, you got a tremendous amount of trust in those two players, you know, and these guys are playing as good a football as you can play, and they have for a while. I mean, those are two of our big studs, man. So it's great to see.
Lawrence, does he not want to admit that he might love art because of the meatball versus dork subculture of football?
Yeah, I think that's where he's going. I just hope that he knows that there's all sorts of things that fall underneath the umbrella of art.
It's okay. It's okay to like art.
Listen, it's an art form, you know, so if you love art, which I'm not saying I do or I don't.
like music is art?
Sure. It's all right to say it. But, and how does art feel? all art is just out there being art. It's like, I'm lovable. And Dan's like, I'm not saying I love art. Don't tell art I do love him. I don't want to say anything about that. What the hell, man?
Speaks. Not that Thank art. You. That's Thank a different you. Art. Speaks. A lot of people that still hate on this guy for no apparent reason are going to have to cover their ears. Do you know who was AFC Defensive Player of the Week last week?
AFC Defensive Player of the Week. AFC.
Is it Jair?
Trey Hendrickson.
Roquan Smith.
Oh.
He had 15 tackles in the game. He had 3 tackles for losses, 2 quarterback hits, a fumble recovery, and a 63-yard touchdown.
But you remember that time he went to the Ozarks and he was on a boat? It doesn't seem trustworthy.
Uh-huh. Yeah, he's only been an All-Pro for 3 seasons since leaving the Bears, but it's all good. Ryan Poles totally knows what he's doing.
Can't fit in the flu system, man. Rather have
I don't
Tremaine
know anything
Edmonds.
About Abella Danger. I assume it's Danger and it's not like Danger or something.
Off the ball linebacker. Someone taught you that dumbass phrase and people running around like they actually know what it means.
Man, that cut sounded so unfiltered right there. Woof.
I see what you did there. Minnesota is going to host Cincinnati. The Vikings are a 3-point favorite, even though they are starting Carson Wentz. Here's the thing. It doesn't seem to matter what quarterback Kevin O'Connell is coaching. He seems to get the most out of him. And if I were the Cincinnati Bengals, who don't really have a quarterback right now, I'd be scared. Because as Kevin O'Connell will tell you, he is excited about getting some work for Carson Wentz.
Before you got Carson, maybe you said this and I missed it. Like, did you talk to McVay, like what he was like around the Covenant and in the rooms and stuff?
Yeah, I had a good conversation with Sean. And then I also was able to talk to Andy Reid as well about his experiences last year. And a lot of the things that both of those guys, who I hold in such high regard, as phenomenal head coaches, Super Bowl winning head coaches in the NFL, they had very similar things to say independent of each other. And a lot of those things, if not all, have already been confirmed with what Carson's been able to do on the practice field. One of the blessings of last week was he did get to take every rep in that Thursday practice. And Thursday practice in the NFL, the blitz packages, you're trying to, work through processes of that. There can be some anxiety with that. We had a phenomenal Thursday practice, and the ball, I don't think it hit the ground more than one time. He was in total command. I was really pushing the group via the play clock coming off of the Chicago game, because I thought we were a little slow with our operation, especially early. And I was trying to push the entire group, and obviously the quarterback's going to feel that, and Carson did a phenomenal job with that. But he's made throws. He showed his athleticism. He's big. He can see everything on the field, and he's played a ton of football, and he's carried teams on his back before. He's not going to need to do that. He's not going to need to do that. He's going to just need to go out there and simply do the things that he's wildly capable of doing and do that job at a consistent level. And my hope is we get the execution around him to be to the standard we want it to be and move the football and score some points.
Doesn't that scream out, play those Carson Wentz props this week?
Yeah.
If you're thinking about it, whatever his yardage is, go over. Whatever his touchdowns are, go over it. Because this dude is the quarterback whisperer. And the thing is that Carson Wentz has talent. It's just the... He's kind of a bag, and people don't like him. But he has talent. And if you've got even just a little bit of talent, Kevin O'Connell can help you out.
In a related story, here are your top quarterbacks via rating through 2 games for those who've played 2 games. Lamar Jackson, Justin Herbert, Jared Goff, Jordan Love, and Daniel Jones of the Indianapolis Colts, who was touched on the practice squad by
Kevin O'Connell.
By Kevin O'Connell. And seems to have been born again hard, as Daniel Jones.
I think I took the Colts in my survivor pool with Ostrowski this week.
Good. They're 2-0. They're 2-0. He's yet to throw a pick, and he's averaging almost 300 yards per game. And dude, if he does this with Carson Wentz for like a month, and then McCarthy has to sit on the bench and come back, then KOC gets anointed the quarterback whisperer of the moment. That's for sure.
That is our look at the North, and that is us turning the page.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.